Prep day one, set yourself up for success. Scripture reflection.
The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Proverbs 21:5, NIV.
There's a popular quote that says, failing to plan is planning to fail. Regardless of how well your planning has or has not been to date, you're going to turn it up a notch. Proverbs 21:5 teaches us that proper planning coupled with diligence will lead to success. As you kick off your journey, pray that you will be diligent in carrying out your plans. Pray that you will work heartily as unto the Lord, Colossians 3:23-24, and that you will give yourself the patience necessary for this process. Rushing into the detox is a surefire way to get overwhelmed and set yourself up for a struggle, whereas proper planning and preparation will make the process flow smoother and you will enjoy the process so much more. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart by praying. Pray that this will be a spirit-led journey. Pray for the strength and determination that you will commit yourself wholeheartedly to the entire process. Pray for grace so that you will be patient with the process and not beat up on yourself. Pray for your success. Pray for other women around the world who are also on this journey. Pray that you will make yourself a priority and give the program the time and effort it requires. Prepare others. Have a conversation with family members who may be impacted and let them know what you're doing. Make whatever adjustments you need to make so you're not tempted by their foods. Share your journey with a select few who will support you and hold you accountable. Pay attention to anyone who might potentially sabotage you, submit them to God in prayer, and have a plan for how you will handle these situations. Prepare your mind. Pay attention to any allergies or dietary restrictions you may have. Be sure you've read the FAQ in Section 1. Get familiar with the 3-Day Kickstart Eating Guide and the Spirit-Filled Eating Guide, especially if you choose to create your own meal plan. If you're starting to feel anxious about giving up your sugar, begin to practice the 3-Step Reset. Begin to get excited about what's waiting for you on the other side of this detox. Read through the entire What to Expect in the Detox program so you're not caught off guard. Print your active practice worksheets found at weightlossgodswaybonus.com so you can track your progress and renew your mind. Prepare for some of the detox symptoms you may experience in the first few days. See What to Expect in the Detox program. It will pass. Prepare for a possible roller coaster ride of emotions from I got this. This ain't so bad, to I can't do this. I need something sweet, to I'll never go back to sugar again. This is all part of the journey. Feel your feelings without judgment and turn them over to God. Prepare your kitchen. Go through your cupboards and read the labels to become familiar with the sugar content in the foods you eat. Get rid of all tempting foods. If you take medication, plan any adjustments that will need to be made. Go through your pantry and make a list of all the foods you already have in stock and which ones you will need to purchase. As you review the eating guides, make a list of foods you will substitute due to allergies or dietary restrictions. Can you pre-cook and portion out your snacks in Ziploc bags? Do you have proper storage containers? Make your shopping list. If you plan to make any of the soups or salad dressings, make them ahead and freeze them if you won't be using them in the next few days. Prepare your schedule. This is one of the biggest areas where people get tripped up. You have a tendency to underestimate how long it will take you to do things and overestimate your capacity to get it done. This process will require additional time to read labels, shop, journal, and pray. If you're currently not practicing these habits, then you will need to make the time in your probably already busy schedule. When will you be cooking? When will you be grocery shopping? What day each week do you plan to do batch cooking? What time do you plan to eat your meals? Schedule a consistent time each day. What time each day will you be spending with the Lord and doing your daily devotions? Review your entire month and notice if there are any upcoming events that will require some extra planning, birthdays, graduations, etc. Enjoy the journey. Prayer. Lord, I admit that I'm not always diligent in my actions. I look for the easiest way, the fastest way, and the cheapest way sometimes, and it rarely works out well. As this sugar detox begins, help me to be diligent in my planning as well as in everything else that I do. Keep me mindful that everything I do is to glorify you. Your word reminds me of all of the benefits of the diligent person, and I want that to be me. I want to experience all the fruits and benefits of a diligent person. In your name, I pray. Amen. Additional scriptures.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Colossians 3:23-24, NIV. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 10:4, NKJV. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 12:24, NKJV. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Proverbs 13:4, NKJV.